Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to listen to Pedicures with Hazel. This is your host, Hazel B. Hopefully, everybody's having a wonderful day. Hopefully, everybody has an opportunity to start winding down. Our topic of the day is fears. What are you most afraid of? What are you most afraid of being revealed? What does that look like for you? And I was kind of listening to a few vloggers talk, and they were just talking about fears and what they're most afraid of and just asking random people. And it got me to think, like, what am I most afraid of? To be honest, it really hit me deep when I thought about that, because I was like, oh my gosh, what am I most afraid of? And for myself, I would honestly have to say the fear of making the wrong choice. I think in life in general, I've always had to be strong, independent, a provider, a mother, protector, all of these different things. And I've always had a heavy weight on my shoulders from being the big sister, for being the teen mom, you know, all these different roles where I had people looking up to me. And so every decision that I made, it had the capabilities of impacting the lives of those around me. And so I had to really think about the decisions that I was making, like, what should I do and how should I move in life? That's from my workspaces to my education to, you know, even the vehicles I selected, all of those things. And I always had to take into consideration myself and also those people that looked up to me or needed me to look out for them. And so my fear has been that I might make the wrong decision sometime. And maybe in a way where that decision is just going to carry over and it's going to deeply affect the course of my life. And I really don't want that to happen in a negative way. But also, you know, that anxiousness, that anxiety, and that's where anxiety typically kicks in when we start thinking about the fear of future. The fear of the decisions that we're making that are going to impact our lives. And I think that's why I'm typically anxious, because I want to make a good decision. I want to make the best decisions. And so I think that's why I'm always looking at very different viewpoints, and I'm always trying to be a perspective thinker. I try to take into consideration various perspectives so that way I can make sound choice, a sound judgment, because I don't want to be walking around worried about if I made the right decision or not. But oftentimes we make decisions, but I think it's about owning those decisions that we made and knowing that there's two roads to take, two paths. And if I choose A or choose B, something is bound to happen. It might be a good path. Maybe I'll just be detoured for a little bit and then I'll get back on track. But I think the biggest thing we have to take into consideration is not allowing fear to dictate our paths in life. Sometimes we need to just check it out for ourselves to see if this is going to be something that's workable, if it's going to be okay for us. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. Don't be afraid to try something. Try to do something that you've always wanted to do in hopes that it's going to be life-changing in a positive way. Don't be worried about that. What I need to start doing is pushing that fear aside, that anxiety aside, and just walking and stepping out in faith, because it is important for us to walk boldly into those things that we know we want in our lives, and also take into consideration that we can make changes. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're wanting some consulting or if you're looking for a reality speaker, you can hit me up at www.camelconsultingllc.com. And also like, follow, and share my various social media platforms. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Follow my page. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully you all have a wonderful evening. And it's your girl. So tune in next time with me, Hazel B, with Pedicures with Hazel B. Talk to you all later.